Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
You'll want to hear this story. This time, 3 years ago, Olympic boxer Emmett Brennan was getting ready to head to Tokyo with the Irish Olympic team for the 2020 Games. But as Team Ireland's rowers and boxers picked up medals, Emmett's Olympics didn't go to plan, and he found himself in a downward spiral of excess drinking when he came home. But this week, in an emotional Instagram post, Emmett told people how he's turned his life around. Before we came on air, I spoke with Emmett and began by asking why he decided to post the message online.
Yeah, I suppose I just posted because it was a year. I've boxed at a very, very high level, and even when I was boxing, I've never went a full year off alcohol. Something I was proud of, because especially being from Ireland, like, it's part of our culture, it's part of what we do. Then you're talking about the last year, like, I've loads of events that I had to miss because especially at the start, I was afraid in case I'd drink. And then it's the alcohol itself is something that just doesn't agree with me.
Can I ask you about the way boxing and drinking intertwined in your life? I mean, you grew up in the North Strand area in Dublin, boxing for a long, long time. It's a huge chunk of your life. So when you got serious into boxing then, is it that you felt you deserved some downtime and partied with the lads? Is that it?
Oh, I would say exactly that. So, like, it's sort of like you might be training for a fight for 10 weeks and you're all go, you're living a disciplined lifestyle, and you're sort of starved of what your friends are doing, especially like at a young age of 18, 19, 20. You really do think you're missing out on something. Obviously, you get to 30, 31, you realise you're missing out on nothing. But at them ages, like I did, I thought I was missing out on something. Like, my friends starting to go out, go to nightclubs, all that kind of stuff. Where I was sort of locked away, I was fighting and I was getting ready for big competitions. Mm-hmm. The second them competitions were over, I was straight binge drinking, going out Friday, Saturday and Sunday, enjoying myself. I might do that for like maybe a month, and then you get the head back down and you're back into training. But then that goes on for a little bit longer, I suppose, especially if you don't have fights coming up. You might go doing what every young person does. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it at their age.
I think you put your finger on it. The Irish culture, that's what happens. And an awful lot of sporting people will be able to relate to what you're saying. But you did then the unthinkable, Emmett, at 21. Somebody with a huge future ahead of them in boxing. You said, I'm away. I'm taking a break from boxing at 21 years of age.
Boxing, it's not it doesn't bring the money in, put it that way. There's not a lot of money in boxing. So you get to 21, 22, 23, you have to go out and get a job. I went plumbing. I sort of just fell away from boxing because I was on the fringes of getting onto the national team. I wasn't good enough to go onto the national team at the time, but instead of sort of rising to the challenge, I went away from the sport.
And when you went back boxing after the 3 year break, Emmett, did you have Tokyo, the Olympics, in your sights, or was it just get back and train?
Because I said I hated the job, I was drinking a lot. I had probably a few mental health issues at the time. I had no focus in my life, no routine. I wasn't really happy in the direction that my life was going. So I said, I'll go back training just to try to live a more positive life and see where it goes. And I suppose, like, within probably 2 or 3 months, I got hooked on it.
You made it to the Olympics. Your big goal achieved. An awful lot of hard work and slog went into it. Post-Olympics then, back to normal life. Was that difficult?
Yeah, so I did find that difficult. We go back to, like, the previous 5 years. You have this big, audacious goal in front of you of becoming an Olympian, so everything you do around your life revolves around that. And like, I'm talking about what I'm eating for breakfast, what time I'm going to sleep at, what time I'm waking up at, getting to training, coming home from training, recovering. Every single thing I've done for the last 5 years before the Olympic Games was revolved around becoming an Olympian. Mm-hmm. And then you come home and you don't have that in front of you. But I was sort of stuck on the sideline. So I lost out on a lot of opportunities, one through the injury, and then two through the likes of drinking, just really I drank an awful lot, and then them next few months post Olympics.
Explain that to me. How hard did you hit the booze after the Olympics?
I suppose in Ireland, I wasn't too bad. I drink like maybe, Jesus, sense, not too bad. I drink maybe two or three nights a week, but they were hard drinking sessions. Like, yeah, you're out all day, you're going to the pubs or clubs at night. That went on probably for about maybe 8-10 weeks post Olympics. Mm-hmm. Then I went off to New York for 3 weeks. I initially went off to New York to try to get a professional boxing contract. I went off for 3 weeks and I just drank for 3 weeks straight.
Tell people about meeting your mum and your sisters when they came to New York.
Yeah, she hadn't seen me for 8 weeks. She obviously thought I was doing very, very well because I wasn't telling her. I was out every single night. I drank something like, I drank for maybe 16 hours straight. I didn't stop drinking until 11 o'clock that morning. Then I went and met her and my two sisters at 2 p.m. So I turned up in absolute, in rag order. Mm-hmm. Even thinking about it now makes me cringe because I obviously turned up. I looked terrible. The clothes I was in was terrible. It was smelly. I was sweaty. I put on a bit of weight. To be honest, I looked sort of like down and out. So I looked terrible.
What did they say to you?
I knew they were disgusted. Like, I couldn't even string a sentence together. Like, I was stringing two words together and I'd stop and then pause and trying to think what I was going to say. They were very, very disappointed with me. And we were only talking about it the other day because, like, that's roughly about a year ago now.
How difficult was it then to stay sober, to decide to stay away from drink? And to stay on that course, and how difficult was that?
And I made that choice there and then. I said, I'm going to stop drinking when I go back to Ireland. And I just wrecked myself for the next 10 days. I knew I had 10 days left on it. I went flat to the mat, 10 days straight drinking. And then, I suppose, I came back on the 3rd of May. That's the last day I drank was the 2nd of May. I came back on the 3rd of May. And do you know what? The first few weeks was very, very easy because I was away from New York, was back home with my mother's. I was very, very motivated to get myself back boxing. Mm-hmm. But then, like, it comes into the summer then, and you have, like, festivals, you have outdoor concerts, you have a load of gigs. And I was like, you know what? I would love a drink. And I started to find it very, very hard then, probably after 8 weeks. I was going to the likes of these outdoor gigs in St. Dan's and Fairview Parks with my friends. But I stayed strong. I didn't drink at them. And then I started to get a little bit fitter. The weight started to drop off. I could see a change in my face because I looked terrible when I came back from New York.
You stayed the course, which that brings us back almost to the start when you posted just recently the Instagram post, and you're a year solid off the booze, which, given your story, is sensational. And life is good, Emmett, now.
Life's very good. I'm at the start of my own business. It looks like I'm about to sign with a professional manager in the next few weeks, hopefully get my professional boxing career back on track. All of this wouldn't be happening if I was still drinking because I'm irresponsible and a bit of a liability when I'm drinking.
But you're unstoppable when you're sober, that's for sure. There's no two ways about it. Emmett Brennan, continued success to you as you turn professional, and I hope we talk again soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much.